In New York's Adirondack Mountains, the state has been reopening traditional canoe routes that had been closed for generations. Paddlers are free once again to explore some of the most remote wilderness in the Northeast. North Country Public Radio's Brian Mann made the journey to Lake Lila and sent this audio postcard.
Early on the second morning of our trip, I paddled with my brother Alan up a winding creek that flows out of Rock Pond.
It's a beautiful wetland on either side of the stream. Every couple hundred yards, there's a beaver lodge. The sound of birds on both sides of the stream. It's like a wildlife sanctuary here.
It's nice to be out early.
Yeah, the sun's just rising at our backs.
There are millions of people just a few hours' drive from this chain of mountain ponds and streams. But today it's just the two of us and our canoes. We pull up on shore and hoist our boats on our backs, wading off through a swamp of waist-deep mud.
I had to kind of go around the margins of this pool right here. It's deep.
There was a time when people used routes like this, sort of like backcountry highways. To reach the most remote valleys of the Adirondacks, you still have to lug everything over land, hopping from pond to pond, creek to creek. On this day, the heat comes up fierce, and cicadas whine in the trees. We reach the next pond, and to celebrate, we throw ourselves into the black water, washing away the mud and sweat. Alan and I grew up in Alaska's North Woods. We're in our 40s now, but this feels like one of those summer trips when we were kids, when it seemed like we were the only people on the planet.
It's the last morning of our trip, and it's early. I'm not sure exactly what time, but I've been awakened by thunder. So I've kind of crept out of the tent and come down to the shore of Lake Lila. There's just a tapestry, this incredible depth and richness of bird sound.
Alan joins me on the beach, arms crossed against the morning chill.
It's really pretty. Reminds me a lot of Alaska.
Already there are dashes of fall color, amber and ochre on the hillsides. But as we break camp and load the canoes to head for home, a squall blows across Lake Lila, drumming up a last gorgeous smell of summer dust and pine needles. For NPR News, I'm Brian Mann in New York's Adirondack Mountains.
This is NPR News.